temple households, just like those of ordinary Mesopotamians, had fields that could be used either for agriculture or for grazing flocks of sheep or cattle and goats. The great wealth of the temple came from these fields and was focused on agriculture or harvest or textile industries that came from the flocks of sheep. Temple lands were worked by workers from the surrounding community, and we'll talk in a little bit about the possible pay or rations that were provided to workers for their labor. It was probably pretty easy to get service for the gods, because this is part of your religious belief. If you are an average Mesopotamian, you must worship the god, and it may well have been considered standard to provide service during the harvest of agriculture, to donate your time to the god and to help bring in this harvest. Obviously, as temples got larger and their estates got larger, this rationale would not be as compelling, so we'll see what workers were able to earn in return for their labor. This type of mass labor is called corvée labor, and that is when large numbers of workers were needed for a specific project. Now, what compelled them to actually work on this project varies. Sometimes it's pay, sometimes it is force, and in the form of the temple, we're suggesting that it is piety to the gods. One possible artifact that may inform us of corvée labor is a relatively humble piece of pottery called a beveled rim bowl that was very common in the Uruk period. It is found in sites in southern Mesopotamia, in Syria, and in southern Iran. These bowls are made in mass quantities using molds. They have a narrow bottom and flare out at the top. What makes the beveled rim bowl so interesting to archaeologists is not its shape or its decoration, there isn't any, but the fact that so many of these beveled rim bowls have been found. And the quantity suggests that they were considered disposable containers. Many of these beveled rim bowls have been found unbroken. So most pottery we find is because it had been broken in antiquity, so we find part of it. But in contrast, the beveled rim bowls are found intact. There are a number of different interpretations for these bowls. Some scholars have suggested they were used to make bread, others that they held offerings, perhaps of food. One popular theory is that they were ration containers. Because they conform to a generally consistent size, because they're made in such large quantity and found tossed away, they may have been used to distribute grain, beer, mash, some sort of ration that could be given in return for labor. This interpretation and the use of the beveled rim bowls is still not settled. I personally find the explanation of the beveled rim bowls as ration containers to be quite appealing. And if we think about what this would mean, it meant that the temple could control a number of resources, that they could use service to the gods, that any pious worshiper would want to give to the gods, and at the same time use this service to harvest lands, take out flocks of sheep for grazing, contribute to building or expanding the temple, and in return, the workers would receive rations of food that they had probably helped harvest. Just as most households used their agricultural land in alternate years for agriculture and grazing, the temples too varied what they used their land for. We know that temples controlled very large flocks and herds, and these would be used both as sacrificial victims as well as sources of wool for textiles.